Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum. This is Raymond, your host. Tonight we are going to make a long trip to Czechoslovakia. I'm afraid you won't have time to enjoy the scenery. It's dotted with nervous Nazis, and I don't think they like other nationalities. I know Inner Sanctum listeners are a reckless bunch, but I must warn you, don't give yourselves away by taking pot shots at the Nazis. We would like to return home with as few casualties as possible. But then, you never can tell. Traveling is so dangerous these days. Well, you ready for trouble? Oh, you're ready for anything. Well, that's good, because you may get more than that. Perhaps everything. Martin Gates, an Englishman married to a Czech girl living in Czechoslovakia, is one of the leaders in the underground movement. The story opens at a cottage in the woods on the outskirts of the small town of Galina. With him is his wife Anna and a friend, Josef Varek. They are anxiously awaiting the arrival of another leader of the movement.
I wonder what's keeping Edward. He should have been here a half hour ago.
I'm sure he's all right, Martin. He has a charmed life.
He's never been late before.
Well, I hope nothing's happened to him, Joseph. He's such a reckless devil.
If he's not back within an hour, I'm afraid we'll have to consider him.
Don't say that.
I know how you feel, Anna. I feel the same. There's a very high mortality rate in the underground. Colonel Schroeder has sworn to personally execute every one of us.
Yes, Colonel Schroeder, the mad butcher.
They're all mad, inhuman monsters, every one of them.
Well, some of them have been systematically brutalized. But Colonel Schroeder's not only vicious and cruel, he's on the road to complete insanity. Just the Nazi type to govern a conquered people.
He must be exterminated. His plan is to kill every Czech, make room for German soldiers.
Yes, if we kill him, there'll be terrible reprisals. And we've got to find some other way.
I'd give my life five times over to kill him. I'd be willing to endure any torture just to be able to get my hands round his throat. A murderous dog.
For him, there'll be a terrible vengeance. There isn't a Czech within hundreds of miles who wouldn't risk his life to kill him. Our time will come.
There's someone at the door.
Keep calm. Anna, you get behind the bureau. You, Joseph, open the door. Keep your body hidden, and I'll cover whoever's coming in.
All right, Martin.
It's Edward. He's shot.
Close the door.
Run. They're coming. They know who we are.
What's happened, Edward?
No time. Hurry, they'll be here in a minute.
Anna, get the first aid kit.
For heaven's sake,
hurry. We're not going to let you bleed to death.
It's no use. I'm finished. Bullet in the lungs. Hurry, please. Colonel, try to miss everything. He'll be here in a few minutes. Please, Martin, make them go before it's too late.
Edward's right. I can see them through the window. They're coming.
We'll go through the cellar into the woods. Bring the first aid kit with you, Anna. Joseph, help me carry Edward.
You fools. I'm dying. Save yourself.
Open the trap door, Anna.
All right. Hand him down, Martin.
Easy now. Easy.
All right. That's foolish. Saving a dying man. You, Martin, you're not one of us. You can't save me.
Don't use your flashlight, Anna. Just walk straight through the tunnel. You can feel your way. And as soon as we get into the woods, we'll patch you up, Edward. You'll be all right. Sit him down here. Yeah, we've got to work fast.
He's bleeding badly.
Hand me the iodine.
Goodbye, Kovalitz. Take care of Freud. For me. I'll be waiting for him when he comes.
Edward. Never mind the iodine, Anna.
Is he dead?
Yes.
No tears. We don't mourn our dead anymore. I loved him as I would my son. But we don't mourn our dead. We avenge them.
Goodbye, Edward.
They're coming.
Better lose ourselves in the forest. We'll have to separate. We'll meet at the old well as soon as it's safe. Take care of yourselves. We need you both.
Can't go any further.
Yes, you can, darling. You must.
They're getting closer. Martin, go ahead without me. I'm only holding your back. We'll both get caught.
We'll either escape or be captured together. Now, save your breath, darling.
Listen to me, Martin. You're the leader of our movement. It's more important that you save yourself. If you love me, you'll leave me here. I can't go on anymore.
You can and you will. Oh, look. Look, we're in luck. Here's the stream. Now, walk in the center of it. That'll throw the bloodhounds off the trail.
I have to find a place to hide.
Just hold out a little longer, darling. We'll find someplace.
Ah,
that's what I've been looking for there. Look, a cave. We'll hide in there. Now, if we can only get in without stepping on the ground, we'll be fairly safe.
I don't see how we can do that.
Show me a few feet up. Yes. Yes, we can swing over to the mouth of the cave by this overhanging branch here. I'll go first, and you do exactly as I do. All right, Anna. Go ahead, and make sure your feet don't touch the ground.
I'll try.
Ah, you made it, darling. Well, now we'll hide in this cave. The dogs will never be able to find our scent.
I couldn't have gone much further.
Oh, bless you. You can rest now.
They're coming towards us.
They've stopped baying. The dogs have lost the trail.
What is the matter with the dogs? Why did they stop?
They have lost the trail, Herr Colonel.
Lost the trail? They got away? We've got to find them. Have the men spread out. They can't be very far. If you hear a sound, challenge it. If they don't answer it, shoot.
Yeah, Herr Colonel.
They must not escape.
Those vicious beasts.
Be very quiet. With a bit of luck, they'll pass us by.
They'll surely examine the cave if they see it.
They won't notice it. It's well concealed. One of the Nazi swine's nearby. Oh. Are you hurt?
No. It's so slippery in here.
Oh, I hope he didn't hear that stone fall.
Who is there? Answer or I'll fire.
Oh. Private Vogel. There does not seem to be anyone in here.
You had better answer more quickly when you're challenged. I almost shot you. You want any help?
Oh, no. I'll just look around some more and then I will come out.
Perhaps I'd better come in and help you. It's a good place for them to hide.
No, it is not necessary.
They are very tricky, these Czechs. I'm coming in.
Anna, get as far back as you can. I'll take care of him when he comes
Maybe
in.
Maybe I can help you.
No, do as I say.
Who is that you're talking to?
Oh, I was talking to myself. Stay where you are, Anna. The rest will be here in a moment. At least this dog's dead.
So, Herr Gates, we finally caught up with you. Just imagine, the leader of the underground hiding in a cave like an animal.
You're mistaken, Colonel Schroeder. What you mean is hiding from an animal.
Still full of fire, aren't you, my brave Englishman? Perhaps it is only to hide your great fear of Colonel Schroeder, the Angel of Death. Anyone who looks into my eyes sees death. No one can look me straight in the eye.
Yes, perhaps you're right. Your face would frighten anyone to death, because it's hard to believe such eyes belong on a human face.
It is typical of you English to be melodramatic and defiant. But maybe before you die, you will be begging for mercy.
Mercy? I didn't know you knew what the word meant.
Too bad I must kill you. We could have such brilliant talk together. I like clever people. They're so stimulating. These Czechs, they die quietly. They don't talk.
Someday they'll talk, Colonel Schroeder. It'll be a terrible day for all you Nazis. They won't talk then, they'll shout.
That day will never arrive. But you, Herr Gates, you'll say something bright, won't you, when you face the firing squad?
Yes, I'll say something. Something very bright.
Good. I like to see people die full of lust for life. Especially those who hate me deeply. You, Herr Gates, must hate me with a truly magnificent hate.
It's more than hate. It's the deepest kind of sickening disgust. Disgust for your ideas, disgust for that diseased mind in your fat, diseased body. And that, Colonel Schroeder, is putting it mildly.
I could have you tortured to death. You would die in pain. It would take hours. But you can be spared all that. I might even spare your life.
Tell me, where are the others hiding?
I'm sorry, Colonel Schroeder, but that's a military secret.
I see you are most anxious to die.
No, you're wrong, Colonel Schroeder. I'm very fond of life. Someone who had a great love for freedom once said it's better to die on your feet than live on your knees. You see, I'm proud to be a human being. If I betrayed my comrades, I'd lose that pride. And that would make me something like you. Something that talks and acts like a man, but is really a beast. You understand me, don't you?
You are talking too much already. Shut up!
You're getting angry, Colonel Schroeder. If you're not careful, you'll be insane with rage, and that's not good for you. You may become completely crazy.
Shut up, I tell you! I've had enough from you! Shut up!
I thought you liked people who make a big noise about dying. You like people who talk.
I'll kill you with my own hands, you British fool! I'll teach you how to talk respectfully!
You've now lost complete control of yourself, Colonel Schroeder. If you could only see yourself now, raving mad, all your superiority gone.
Will keep you quiet.
Yes, that's always a way out, striking a defenseless man to soothe your ruffled nerves.
I'll take that calm look off your face.
It seems that it's you who are afraid of me, Colonel Schroeder.
Afraid of you, eh? That is a good one. We'll see how calm you look tomorrow when you're a corpse. Too bad you won't be able to see yourself. You'll be so dead.
Well, so this is a picture of what it's like to live in a country dominated and trampled upon by the Nazis. But then out of this horror, hate, and violence, there are still men like Martin and Yusuf who refuse to be slaves. It's these brave men who carry our future upon their shoulders. But then our story is far from over. There is an end to this story. A grim and terrible end. Few hours later now, in the dark and early hour of the morning, Anna makes her way in wild haste through the forest to the hiding place of the underground. She finally reaches the old mill and...
You, Anna, I'm glad you've escaped.
They've caught Martin. They're going to shoot him.
I know, Anna. In the morning at the public square in Galena.
We've got to do something, Joseph. We've got to save him. We can't let him die.
I'm sorry, Anna. There's nothing we can do. I'd gladly give my life to save him. Every one of us would.
Oh, you're right, Joseph.
Later, when it's safe, we can give Martin decent burial. Czechoslovakia will never forget him. Don't hold back your tears, Anna. They're good tears. If I knew how, I also would weep.
Ah, Herr Gates. It is a beautiful morning, no? Take a deep breath. It is so good to be alive, isn't it? Almost makes you want to sing.
You're wasting your time, Colonel Schroeder. If you expect me to go to pieces, you're very much mistaken.
All right, then, Herr Gates. We will not waste any more time.
Sergeant Gulda!
Yeah, Herr Colonel?
Escort the prisoner to his place.
Right in front of that little grave we dug for you. You will be shot and buried at the same time. Very efficient, isn't it, Herr Gates?
I'm ready.
All right! March! Company! Halt! Attention! Ready? Aim! Hold your fire a moment. Herr Gates. You promised to say something clever before you died. We are listening.
German soldiers, as long as you live, you will never forget this cold-blooded butchery. Never will you wipe your hands clean of the blood you are shedding. Even if you survive this war and the terrible vengeance afterwards, you will never have a moment's peace. Your conscience will torment and plague you. Till the day you die. Turn your guns upon your real enemies, the Colonel Schroeders and the Himmlers, the Hitlers and all your evil leaders who are betraying you, who are sending you to die senseless deaths upon the battlefields. turn your guns upon these monsters and help free humanity.
Fire! Fire!
You are quiet now, eh, my brave Englishman? Too bad you have only one life. I would have liked to shoot you twice.
Sergeant Goulda! Do not shovel the earth over him yet. It will be good for these Czechs to see their leader's corpse.
There isn't a single one of those beasts around, Joseph. Perhaps it's a trap.
No, they're just scared. They've lost too many soldiers during storms. There's the pit. He must be in there.
Those beasts. They'll pay for this.
Here we are. There's no one around. We'll have to work fast. Anna.
I'm all right.
I'll get into the pit and lift him up. Grab him by the shoulders and...
Up there.
It came from the pit.
It's Martin. He's alive.
She's alive. We've got to get him to shelter quickly. He's very badly wounded.
Alive. Oh. We've got him waiting here quickly. We've got to hurry. They may come any minute. Hurry.
Easy now. We'll get him away safely, all right. Just keep cool. There. Now, pull him up. All right. Now, just hold him while I get him onto my shoulders. Good. It's a miracle, Martin. You've been executed and you're still alive.
What's more, I'm perfectly all right now. All these shoulder wounds are practically healed.
You're not perfectly well yet, Martin.
Oh, I'm well enough. That speech I made before I was shot must have unnerved the firing squad. Only 3 bullets hit me and all in the shoulder.
Perhaps you ought to wait another week.
No, I'm all right now. We of the underground have no time for luxurious convalescence. I have a plan to take care of Colonel Schroeder. Take care of him for good.
Let's hear it.
We're going to get him here, to the old mill.
Here? Give our hiding place away?
That's right. We'll have to find another hiding place afterwards.
Well, how are you going to do that?
By dangling some bait in front of him.
I don't understand.
You're going to be the bait, Joseph. He's been waiting to lay his hands on you for... quite a long time.
The feeling is mutual.
It won't be necessary to touch him. You see, he's on the road to complete insanity. All he needs is a little push, and we're going to give him that push. Now listen carefully. This is the plan.
Colonel Schroeder, the company is ready.
Good. Tonight, we finish off the last of the leaders of the underground.
Yeah, Colonel Schroeder.
We are going to visit Herr Josef Barek at the old mill in the forest. That will be number 3. Dinich, Gates, and now Josef Barek. Oh, the Gestapo will be pleased with my report. I write it with eloquent briefness. All leaders of the underground in Area 8 have been caught and executed. Signed, Colonel Schroeder. How does that sound to you?
Very excellent, Herr Colonel.
So this is where they've been hiding.
It looks quite deserted.
He's hiding in there and we're going to ferret him out. Set the machine guns up in case he escapes and makes a run for it.
They are already set up, Herr Colonel.
Good. You and I are going inside.
Perhaps we had better take a detail of men inside with us.
You are afraid?
No, Herr Colonel. But we may be surprised.
I'm going to shoot him myself. Let's go.
There's no one in this room.
Yeah. We'll go to the next room.
This room is also empty.
Come. We'll search the others.
Look, Herr Colonel. Under this closed door, there's a dim light.
Open the door slowly.
There he is. Look, Herr Colonel. He's hanged himself.
That's fine. He tricked me.
Could not stand it any longer, could you, Herr Varek?
The Germans are too much for you.
Colonel Schroeder.
What is it?
It is not Varek.
It is the Englishman.
Martin Gates.
But we shot him a few weeks ago.
Yes, I had him shot 3 weeks ago.
I do not understand.
We can leave now. Have some of the men cut him down. We'll get to the bottom of this.
They are all bolted.
Fire the revolver. Call the men.
Sergeant Goulder.
So, Colonel Schroeder, we meet again, eh?
Let me out. Let me out.
You can't get out. All the doors are shut, and your soldiers can't hear you.
I've got to get out. Let me go. Let me go.
No use, Schroeder. You can't escape. You can't ever escape. Why don't you shoot me? Perhaps you can kill me twice.
No. No, I do not want to shoot you. You are dead.
That's right, Colonel Schroeder. I'm dead, and so are you.
I'm dead? No. No, I'm alive. I will get out. Stop, Lieutenant! Help! Help me! Oh, can't anyone hear me? I will go mad!
You're dead, Colonel Schroeder. That's why no one can hear you.
You lie! I am not dead. I am not dead, I tell you!
Your body is lying dead on the floor over in that corner near the door. You were shot in ambush by Joseph Varick.
You lie. There is no body on the floor.
You can't see it because you're dead. You're doomed for eternity to keep running in circles in this room. I'll always be with you. That's your punishment.
No! No, it is not true!
This is your fate until the end of time, to see me hanging dead in front of you, a symbol of all the others you have killed.
It is not true. I'm alive. See? I scratched myself. I am breathing. I am alive. I am alive. I am alive.
It is only the dream of the dead. You can't feel anything, can you?
I can. I will show you.
Try banging your hand on the door. You will see.
Yes. Yes, that will prove it.
I told you, you can't feel a thing.
I cannot feel anything. There's no pain. But I am alive, I tell you. There. See, I bleed. I will run my fingernails over my face again. See, I am alive. I will do it again. I am alive. I am alive. There's blood on my hands. There's blood on my face. I am alive.
Settled with that butcher. A terrible punishment, but a fitting one.
That was ingenious, Martin, tying a rope around your chest and then slipping a noose over your neck to make it look as if you were hanging.
It got a little uncomfortable after a while. Even hanging by the chest is not pleasant.
My only regret is that I didn't kill Colonel Schroeder myself.
No, Joseph, this is much better. There will be no reprisals now.
All these Nazis will sooner or later wind up in the lunatic asylum where they belong.
No, Anna, they're not all lunatics. Most of them are very sane and very cunning gangsters. They're one of the deadliest plagues that have ever beset mankind. We must destroy them. And that could only be done on the battlefield. It's either them or us. And it will be them. The final victory belongs to us, the freedom-loving people of the world.
Well, that takes care of Colonel Schroeder. I do hope you're not disappointed if we didn't kill him. It's really a fate worse than death, don't you think? My only regret is that he wasn't a general. But now has come the time to close our creaking door and bid you peaceful slumber. Oh, by the way, if any of you will come across any high Nazi officer, a general or higher, please let us know. We can use them on Inner Sanctum. Just communicate with Martin Gates. He's in charge of our corrective department. Yes, he corrects them or wrecks them.